Thank you for joining another edition of Got Faith, Now What? Formerly Got Faith Motivation. Let me ask you this. When you look back on 2023, approaching 2024, what is your outlook? What are you looking for? Where you going? What you gonna do? All these things should come to mind because your next should be right at the tip of your tongue because we're right there at the edge. Should already be planning for what's next. But if you haven't, you still have time. Be busy about God's business. God's word teaches us that we were made for love, made to work, made to find joy in being productive, and we were made to have vision. Everything God made was made for a purpose. So it's interesting to know what we're satisfied by. Remember, there are clues for what our purpose is. Psalms 90, 16, and 17 says, "May the favor of the Lord our God rest on you, establish the work of your hands for us." Yes, establish the work of our hands. We were created with a desire to know that what we do has meaning beyond ourselves. This is such an intriguing idea that God performs certain things to please our hearts. So as we approach this new year, take the time to go over God's promises for us from the beginning of our life to the end of life. Then from the beginning of the day to the end of the day. These promises will impact all elements of our existence. We access these promises through faith. So knowing what the promises are is going to be extremely beneficial since faith cannot access something that God has not provided. For example, because God has not granted us access to another person's spouse, we cannot say, decree, or declare that we're going to marry someone who's already married. That contradicts what He has actually delivered. Faith is agreeing with what God has said in His word about our situation, ourselves, and choosing to speak that out. So allow the scriptures to soak deep into you. They will help you mold your perception of God's nature, and they will reveal His will. They provide us with hints for getting through difficult times, and they also give us weapons to combat the enemy. If he threatens your life with illness or disease, remember, God has satisfied us with long life and healing. And God satisfies our mouth with excellent things. So if the enemy, stress, worry, nightmares are robbing you of your sleep, don't watch terrifying news or movies, but instead remind yourself that yes, God provides His beloved with sleep and it will be sweet. In this season, let's go forward. Let's go forward in those things that God has purposed for us. Let's dig in the scripture and let's stay connected to God Faith, Now What? I just wanted to bring you a little something from what's to come. 2024 is going to be a great year. So we've got a plan now. Get before the Lord and find out what He has for us. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. I look forward to doing a lot more in the coming year. And you got to be patient with me because life has changed from the way that I knew it. But God has blessed me beyond measure. Got faith? Now what? The question is in your lap. What are you going to do next? Let's talk more at Got Faith Motivation.